Part 2, Chapter 7. The summer heat dried out the mud. White clouds spotted the skies above the cage. But Johnny had no time for them. His whole concentration was on the teaching machine. He had gotten the huge chair shifted around, and by lifting the seat height with folded skins, he could hunch over the table, close-facing the old Chinko who, in the picture, fawned in an agony of politeness as he taught. Mastering the alphabet in English was quite a trick, but mastering it in Cyclo was even worse. Far, far easier to trail game by its signs and know, almost to the minute, how long ago it had passed and what it was doing. These signs and symbols were fixed, deathless, on a screen, and the meanings that they gave were unbelievably complex. In a week, he thought he had it. He had begun to hope. He had even commenced to believe that it was easy.
B is for bat. C is for zoo. H is for hat. And Y is for you.
And by going over the same text in Cyclo, the bats, zoos, hats, and yous became, a little incomprehensibly, pens, shovels, kerbango, and females. But when he finally grasped, under the Chinko's groveling tutelage, that Cyclo words for hats, zoos, and bats would start with different letters, he knew he had it. He at length could lie back and rattle off the alphabet in English. Then he could, with a bit of squinting, sit up and rattle off the Cyclo alphabet in Cyclo, and with all the different nuances of how they sounded. Johnny knew he mustn't take too long at this. The diet of raw rat meat would eventually do him in. He was close to semi-starvation, since he could barely bring himself to eat it. The monster would come and watch him a little while each day. While he was there, Johnny was silent. He knew he must sound funny while he drilled, and the monster's laughter made the back of his hair stand up. So he would be very quiet under that scrutiny from outside the cage. It was a mistake. The monster's eye bones behind the breathe mask plate were coming closer and closer together with a growing frown. The triumph of the alphabet was short-lived. At the end of it, the monster, one beautiful bright day, yanked open the door of the cage and came roaring in like a storm. It yelled at Johnny for minutes on end, the cage bars shaking. Johnny expected a cuff, but he didn't cringe when the monster's paw snaked out. But it was reaching for the machine, not Johnny. It yanked the lever down into a second stage that Johnny had never suspected.